Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. How might the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade affect doctors who are doing their training in states where abortion could be banned? Researchers at UCSF have been looking into this, and joining us today to discuss the issue is Dr. Jody Steinauer, professor of obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive sciences, and director of the Bixby Center for Global Reproductive Health. Dr. Steinauer, welcome to As Prescribed.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Doctor, your study found that almost half of the country's obstetrics and gynecology residency programs are in states that are likely to ban abortion if Roe is overturned. What could that mean for the doctors training to be the next generation of specialists?
Yes, so this is something many of us are very concerned about, because in obstetrics and gynecology, it is really our professional obligation to provide abortion care in a setting of an emergency. So even if we were not comfortable providing abortions in general, we must be able to safely empty the uterus if someone is having a rare complication, such as having a hemorrhage in pregnancy. So it is really critical that we make sure that all obstetricians, gynecologists are trained to provide abortion care, to do abortion procedures. And I can say a little more about that, but our study was very shocking because we found that about 44% of all OB-GYN residents are in states that are certainly or likely to ban abortion. And that ended up being about over 2,600 residents in these states. And, you know, residency in the United States for OBGYN, as we call it, is 4 years. So even if we only had to train one quarter of those residents, that's over 650 per year who will not have access to this critical training in these states.
And what is likely then to happen to those people? Do you expect that they might be trying to go to states where the training is available?
Well, it's tricky because it would be hard to find training opportunities for that many residents. I direct a program called the Ryan Residency Training Program, which is a program that was founded in 1999 at UCSF by Dr. Uta Landy to support OB-GYN programs to integrate abortion training. In 1995, the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education in the United States made it a mandate that all OBGYN programs have abortion training for residents, for the reason I just mentioned. And so Dr. Landy founded the Ryan Program to provide the support needed for these programs around the country to integrate training. So we, right after the Texas law passed in which abortion was basically not available in Texas, the law is called SB 8, after about 6 weeks of gestation, we heard loud and clear from Texas residency training programs that these residents were desperate, very, very desperate to get abortion training. And so we've been able to find training for about 50 Texas residents to travel. And this has taken a huge amount of time and effort. It's very hard to arrange OB rotations for residents. So I'm very worried that we won't be able to very easily find the training for that many residents, more than 650. So what I think will happen is that, you know, we're part of a national network of educators who really care about this issue. And we're thinking very creatively about how to make sure that all these residents get trained. And the other thing many people don't realize is that early pregnancy loss, we commonly call it miscarriage, is also so common. And getting trained in abortion care gives graduating residents the skills they need to also provide pregnancy loss care. So I'm very worried that if we do not manage to make sure that all of these residents are trained, we will see long-term impacts on the care provided in emergencies, in miscarriage or pregnancy loss, and also in abortion care.
And when we talk about restricting rights in one state where they may be available in others, we also talk sometimes about patients and if they will cross state lines, try to get that care elsewhere. But often it's not that simple either, right?
Definitely not simple. You know, the estimates that are a small, maybe 1/3 of patients will actually be able to travel out of state to get the care they need. And I actually think resident training, and I just want to say also not just in OBGYN, but all doctors need to be trained in abortion, have to experience abortion education, because all doctors and all nurses and all advanced practice clinicians will see people who are pregnant and don't want to be and need to be able to have information about abortion. And many advanced practice clinicians and doctors of other specialties like family medicine go on to provide direct abortion care. So this training is bigger than just OBGYN. And so I'm worried that, you know, one piece we have to think about is how can OBGYNs and these other clinicians help patients the moment they know they're pregnant and want to have an abortion? How can we help them find access to great care, access funds like through the abortion fund networks in the states to be able to afford to travel and to get seen as soon as possible? And then what about when the patients come back to our state? We need to be able to provide outstanding post-abortion care for those patients who have traveled long distances to get the care they need.
And if there is a case where in a very early pregnancy, it might be something that is handled with a family doctor, mm-hmm. if we're talking about a case where abortion is then banned in these states, does that mean that people are going to be maybe even going to ORs where it would otherwise not have been the case that they would have ended up there?
Yeah, you know, this is another thing I'm very much worried about because, for example, if we just look at pregnancy loss care, first trimester miscarriage, really the standard of care is to be able to counsel patients about their options. They can manage it expectantly, not do anything. They should be able to access medication or be able to access the procedure in which the pregnancy is removed. And there are two things I'm worried about. One is that a lot of these hospitals, since the local clinics will have closed, and many of these hospitals don't have mifepristone on their formulary, which is the first part of the medication used for medical abortion and also for medical management of miscarriage. So I'm worried that someone with a miscarriage might not have access to the most evidence-based with the highest efficacy method of medical management of early pregnancy loss. And then I'm worried that if the patient desires or needs, because of excessive bleeding, to have a procedure to aspirate, to remove the pregnancy from the uterus, that these hospitals will not have good systems in place for outpatient management. This is often strongly preferred by patients who are pregnant. And so I'm worried that they will all have to be taken to the operating room under general anesthesia. Often, you know, there's evidence that this leads to long waits in the emergency room. People, for example, who are bleeding might bleed too much or bleed excessively more than they need to. And so this is another really important piece. And this is, I think, those three things that I just mentioned about the inability to provide really standard patient-centered care in the setting of early pregnancy loss is really important. And we have also published a couple studies about this in which we found that OBGYN residents who have gone to a program with routine abortion training are graduating feeling much more competent in providing this comprehensive early pregnancy loss management that I described. Counseling, all the options to support them, and if they want medical management, expectant, or procedure, and then also post-miscarriage care. And so we know that abortion training is critical, not just for providing abortion care later, but to be able to provide outstanding miscarriage care.
Well, Dr. Steinauer, thanks so much for sharing your expertise on this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Jody Steinauer is professor of obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive sciences and director of the Bixby Center for Global Reproductive Health. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning into As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.